The next application is application number 11325, the application of Norman Shagrew, being a variance for the front yard setback requirement, being located east of Road 273, Country Club Road, being southeast of Kingsbridge Road, 500 feet southwest of Sherborne Road, and also being lot 25, lock 7, in Rehoboth Beach Yacht and Country Club, and identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID, District 334, map 19, parcel 921. Now, this application, the applicant is requesting a 5-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback requirement. We received no correspondence from any individual or agency to date on this application, whether it being for or against. That's all I have. Next question.
Thank you, Mr.
Chairman. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Norman Shagrew, 200 West Side Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
My wife and I bought this lot about 10 years ago from Mrs. Truitt. These three lots are the last three lots on the end of Kingsbridge. They're all vacant. This one in particular is at the end on the corner. When I bought the lot, it was not bulkheaded. So when we took over, within 6 months to a year, I had Rob Whitford come out and take a look at the property. Mm-hmm. We had it delineated by Evelyn Marmeyer, who determined there was federal wetlands. So as you can see on this original lot line versus when I bought the property, that we've lost almost 12 feet off the corner of the property. We are proposing to build a home on this property that is conducive to the rest of the homes in the neighborhood, should increase values. Not many homes have been built out there in the last 20 years. The side setbacks are the same as the rear, which is also 25 feet. So it does bring in this quite a bit. The other issue is that my bulkhead sits at, I just had a survey of as far as the elevation survey, sitting at 3 feet, and the minimum floor has got to be at 7 feet. So the biggest problem is that when you're building up from that bulkhead to come up to where that 7 feet is, it's going to kind of create a berm, so to speak, on all sides, including. Mm-hmm. So we are building a reverse floor plan home, which you would enter up onto the second level. And it's been a challenge to try and figure out a way to create the stairwell that will get to the second floor as best we can. It doesn't leave for much room in the back to be able to place a patio or a pool, mm-hmm, or anything. So we're just asking for 5 feet. We think we can make that work, right, with our architect. And the third lot down was granted a variance on the front setback from the 30 to the 25. Several years ago, his name is Mark Clavier, but he never built on the property. So I guess there probably wouldn't be no record.
Was that for a pool?
I don't know what his reasons were, okay, but he has similar issues in the back about losing some of his property as well.
Your pool's not using up any of your buildable space.
Now, the pool is a 5-foot setback from the rear, and in order to have an area to walk out of the house without falling into the pool, certainly would make a lot easier.
You want the pool in the front?
No, in the back.
In the back? Okay.
So between the entrance to the house, which we're having a challenge with, and then being able to keep that pool from being in that dip.
Right.
None of these changes would be detrimental to my neighbor, which would only be one neighbor. The neighbor across the street, who has a very the exact same piece of property, if you look at that, the way that Torquay Canal comes in, is here in favor of my variance tonight or my request. He has 25-foot setback as well. The county is 30. Rehoboth Beach Country Club is 25.
Okay, there any for the
county? The county prevails, doesn't it?
Of course.
It's the reason you're here.
One of you asked a question about the lot in close proximity of what variance they obtained.
Right.
This parcel number is 921. Two doors down, being parcel 919, received a variance in 2007 for a front yard setback, as you stated.
For a front yard?
Yeah. And I think that's the next one would be probably several hundred feet down the road to get as far as being on the same side. And across, I don't see anything across the road. But there is two within, one within 100 foot of the site, and then one within about 600 foot.
All right, thank you, Don.
Okay, are there any further questions, Mr. Miller? No further questions
for you. Didn't go any further. The drawing that was prepared by Element that's in your packet?
Yes, sir.
That shows what exists, not the 12 foot that you lost.
The survey that's on there, I don't know which one you're talking about as far as from Element.
Okay, well, I'm looking at the drawing by Element, okay? Okay, I see, never mind.
That's proposed.
Your legal deed description goes to the original lot line, which is outside the boundaries of what is the water body where you've placed the bulkhead.
He's talking about this.
Yeah, I was looking at that. There's another drawing also.
Yeah. Okay.
I was just trying to clarify the pool situation.
Yes.
Because our setbacks are based on the original property line. You can build that pool right up to the bulkhead.
Right, and that's what he was saying.
Yeah, I just want to make that clear.
And I asked the question if the pool would consume any of the buildable space.
It would still be in compliance.
It's still, right.
We can go right up to it then. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that, Mr. Lund.
Just want to clarify.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, hearing no other questions.
Are you losing your dock?
No, sir.
You're still going to have, the pool's not going to mess that up?
No, sir.
Okay.
Who did this to you?
I'm sorry?
Who did this to you, the state?
Mother Nature.
Well, yeah, essentially Mother Nature, yes.
Mother Nature just took away the ground.
Yeah. It was strange because obviously I gained a little bit on one end, but it didn't do me any good.
Do any good on the other end. Okay.
Still lost good on the other end now.
Yeah.
Okay. And all right. No further questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor?
Yeah.
Application. All right.
Okay.
Loud and clear.
Been here a long time.
He woke me up quick.
I want to hear this man speak.
I think we just did.
How long gold farb?
Golly, you scared me.
I guess you guys want to go home.
F-A-R-B. How's that, sir?
134.
Should be the highlight of the evening.
Yeah. It should be.
Rehoboth Beach.
Do you swear or affirm?
I swear.
The testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Hi there. I have a home there 30 years now at the end of Kingsbridge Road. Mm-hmm. And to give Norman, get him 5 foot closer to us, be much easier for us to get a cup of sugar or something. Now we're getting older and we have no neighbors who live there yet. Well, two, Joan and the Timmins. So it's going to bring a little life to the neighborhood.
Okay.
And I hope you all approve it.
I think you are the life to the
neighborhood. I did what?
I think you are the life to the neighborhood.
Oh, yes. And I'm the mayor of that section. Right. Thank you.
That's a good thing.
Thank you, Mr. Goldfarb.
is there any person here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has demonstrated uniqueness in that the situation because of the land physically changing. Plus, he has the two setback requirements that are similar to having two front setbacks. Not much relief on the back side. So therefore, making it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. We heard from the applicant it wasn't created by him, but by Mother Nature. We did not hear testimony that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood, but enhance it, I believe. I believe the request is a minimum to afford relief. So I make a motion we approve case number 11,325.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,325. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
For those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,325 is approved.
Thank you very much for your time.
Yes, sir. Take care of that young man there.
You want sugar?